sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing great.
Are you searching through your purse? I don't know how you...
Well, I was going to get a piece of paper so I might take a note. Usual, I've got my little travel purse with me, so I have no paper.
I don't know how you can find anything in purses. That's just...
Well, I mean, look at my purse. See how tiny that is?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the size of the purse. It's they're just baffling pieces of luggage to me.
There you go. Well, do you know what we're talking about today?
No. What are we talking about?
You don't recall? Okay. We're talking about, has the market changed? What's the real story?
The new normal.
The new normal for the Oklahoma real estate market. Central Oklahoma real estate market. Real estate is still one of those things. I've always said there's two things that are local that you really can't generalize over the whole population, that you have to get local. And one of those, I mean, you can order food from other side of the world, you know. One of the things that you have to get is real estate. The other one's a babysitter. Even though that's probably going to be automatically intelligenced babysitting pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, that with information about what's happening in trends in real estate, so many people are inundated with information that really has to do with things that are not happening here. You know, where a lot of the news trends come from the East Coast and the West Coast. And well, we have a tendency to be very different.
Well, we do. And we had an enormous shift in the last year and a half, 2 years, that we typically did not see. And that is a rapid increase in values of real estate. And the value of real estate can be seen in many different eyes, but what we're talking about is the value as seen by the seller and the buyer. The meeting of those minds on the value of a property means it transfers ownership if people can come to an agreement. And that's what we're talking about. I mean, we're not talking about Zillow's value, Realtor.com's value. We're not talking about the county assessor's value, the insurance company's value.
Replacement value, yeah, the insurance.
Right. We're not talking about any of that. What's it cost to buy a house and what are our current conditions? And I've done this for 43 and a half years. I've seen a lot of changes.
I'm glad you put the half year in there. That was really important.
Hey, I'm coming up on an anniversary year. I know that extra. Well, hey, that first half year, I want to tell you, I learned a lot. And the last half year, I've learned a lot. So there you go. You just keep learning in real estate. But I've seen the cycles of real estate. And if real estate ever slows down, I have always seen that as finally I can rest a little bit. I know it will always speed back up. So, of course, I learned real early on, you've got to run real estate like a business. You cannot spend your commission check when you get it. You have to put a certain amount of that back for your taxes. I give a certain amount of my commission checks to charitable endeavors in church. And then the rest of it, you have to squirrel away money, as we say in Oklahoma, squirrel it away, save it for times that are not so good. And we've had a really good couple years in real estate with more sales than ever. Last year, we had over 6 million properties sold in America. That's an all-time high. Okay. I think it was 6.1. And we got down to 0.6 months. So basically about a 16-day supply of homes. If nobody listed any other properties, we would run out of listings in 16 days. Right? Okay. But things have changed.
They have changed. That's one of the metrics that we continue to look at. We watch a lot of different things to take a look at trends that are happening. And one of those is the month supply over how many houses are out there. Because through the years, the power of the sale has been in the hands of the buyers at times. It's been the hands of the sellers. Basically, if you have more buyers out there than sellers, sellers have more power. If you have more sellers out there than buyers, buyers have more power.
Yeah, supply and demand. Basic economics, right?
It's just basic economics 101, and sometimes we forget that.
Well, but then there's other things that influence the real estate market. There are many other factors. This time of the year matters in real estate. Most people do not want to move in December or January in central Oklahoma, or even February, because it's bitterly cold. And school cycles make a difference.
School cycles has a huge influence.
Well, and the school systems have an influence more in value of real estate, but the school cycle, we get conditioned to moving during the summer months.
Yeah.
Right? Because you want to move while your kids are out of school.
Yeah.
But there's very short period of our life where we actually have kids at home and in school. If you think about that, that is like, what, 20% of your life? Maybe, in my case, maybe 50.
It feels like a lot.
Yeah, but the factors that kind of enter into this, there are many, and we're going to be talking about that, but let's go over a few numbers. A year ago, we had about a half month's supply of real estate on the market, which was about a half month typically. Well, we were selling a lot too, so we had about 1,800 homes on the market, okay? And at the rate we were selling homes, it was about a half a month, right? We would run out. Now those numbers have changed. And how many are on the market now? Almost 5,000?
Yeah, there's about 5,000 on the market currently.
Active on the market.
Active on the market.
And we say central Oklahoma, but our multi-list actually allows you to put anything in the state of Oklahoma. So we do have some outliers. Most of those are in central Oklahoma. Okay. But how many did we sell last month? A little less than 2,000?
Yeah, it was just over 2,000.
Just over 2,000.
Just over 2,000.
Last month.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a little over 2 months' supply of homes now. So it has quadrupled, if not quintupled. Is that a word? over the last year.
Yeah.
So things have changed. People are putting more and more houses on the market. And then we've got interest rate. And that's it affects our market a lot. We're going to be talking about interest rate conditions affecting and what really is the situation with real estate. Is it too late to sell your house? Is it too late to buy a house?
If you want to join the conversation today, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. When we come back, we'll be talking about those factors that are changing in the market right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about the new normal in real estate. And if you have a question or a thought and you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000.
Okay. And we want you to give us a call and tell us what you think affects the real estate market. And one of the things is interest rates. we've talked about supply and demand, right? The number of homes available for sale, and as opposed to the number of people out there wanting to purchase. And that has balanced out somewhat. In most markets, you've got about a 4 month to 5 month supply over my history in real estate, up to even 6 months supply. So 4 to 6 months supply of homes. So when we got down to the half a month mark, that was a huge deal, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Interest rates. Boy, now a rise in interest rates can, it's like putting the emergency brake on the real estate market. Our interest rates went in a very few months from getting a 30-year loan at 3% to it costing 6% to get a 30-year loan. And that is huge. Now, I'm using round numbers here, okay?
Right.
Just kind of making my point. Because, yes, you could get in the twos for a 30-year loan. And you, but let's just say 3%, up to 6% doubled. Okay? Now, it has kind of come back down to about 5% now, which is awesome. So listen and listen good here. If you are getting ready to buy, buy quickly while the interest rates are. We had one yesterday that locked in at 4.75%. Now, that was they locked in about, I don't know when they locked in, about a week ago,
Yeah. Maybe.
And that was a very low interest rate compared to 6.25% interest rates that we had been seeing. So the interest rates have settled down a little bit. So take advantage if you know anyone ready to buy, because there's a lot of difference in payment between a 5% mortgage and a 7% mortgage, which is where we're likely to be headed.
So I'm going to ask you maybe a controversial question. So during election cycles, does the interest rate get affected by politics at all?
Well, politics always
affects
everything, right? But typically not during an election cycle. I will tell you that that is a more stable time. Nobody wants an interruption in economy during an election cycle. This is a very unusual year.
Yeah.
I mean, so when I say election cycles, it's we're not in a presidential election cycle, but we're headed into the midterm, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody wants it to – I wish the administration would, like, bring someone on as an advisor and listen to them and implement what they say. Someone like maybe Mr. Trump because he has a good grasp on the economy. But it's just a mess right now nationally.
Yeah.
We do have good conservative values here in Oklahoma, but you have to deal with the world economy, basically, which was affected by a pandemic, which I've not seen in my lifetime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so we don't – that was a very unusual incident, and the whole world economy's kind of gone bonkers. You know, the official word is bonkers.
That is an official word. And we realize the supply chain, how connected the world supply chain where ordering something as simple as a microwave to be installed –
Windows.
In a new home. Windows or
roofing. Who knew we got all this from overseas, right?
And not just roofing,
nails. We didn't get it from overseas necessarily. It's just that because of COVID, the factory shut down because people couldn't come to work because they were spreading it around. And so they would just shut it down. It was more cost effective to quit work than to continue work in some of these factories. So we're recovering, but it's slower than what anybody wants.
All those supply chains.
Yep. I mean, just ask anybody with a baby that is looking for formula. It's still a mess, right? So, but things that do affect the economy is one of them that is a lot. Interest rates is a lot. Governmental policies has a lot to do with it. I mean, the Fed's raised the interest rate, and What did we do the first time? They raised the interest rate by 0.75 points. Mortgage interest rates went up. The second time they raised it by 0.75 points, the interest rates went down. Now, does that make any sense at all? Well, I am not an economist, and I'm not going to try to figure that out. I just have to survive in what they do, right? Right. And help people do that. The demographics that are buying makes a huge difference in our real estate market. For the longest time, I mean, typically you expect the younger generation to buy homes, right? I mean, a certain percentage of home sales, 25 to 30% maybe, are first-time home buyers. Well, that millennial group didn't buy homes. They didn't want to make a commitment. So that made a huge difference in how many homes sold and what the conditions are. The rest of us didn't have the millennials, that younger generation, vying for the opportunity to buy a home. So before this sluggish, before we had the ramp up, we had the millennials not buying anything. Then all of a sudden the millennials enter the market about the same time everybody else is going, the interest rates are 2.75. I think I'm going to buy a house. And everybody started buying. So
they all went to the market. And while we're talking interest rates, let's talk to our money man, Dean Riddell.
NMLS number 196895.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're doing great.
Hey, Dean. I learned great something show. From you and Dean yesterday, from you and Matt yesterday, that I did not know. And something about a CPL.
CLTV, combined loan to value.
Combined loan to value. Okay.
You've heard that before. You remember back in the, we haven't seen, heard, talk much about that since the piggyback days. Remember when people were doing the
first and second mortgages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when the first and seconds were being done, those 80, 15, 5, that 80 and 15 makes it a 95% CLTV. So it's something only you and I in our industry would know, but the typical consumer doesn't understand CLTV, and that's okay. It rarely comes up anymore.
It will come up more often, and particularly because the interest rates were low, and as people start assuming those loans, they may take a second mortgage out in order to buy the equity on these VA and FHA loans, right? So the combined LTV, loan to value, and that's the percentage of loan you get compared to your purchase price or appraised value.
Correct.
And then combined loan to value as your first and second mortgage together cannot exceed a certain percentage for a certain type of loan, and the different loans have different percentages, right?
Well put.
Well, okay.
You got it down. You're an expert. You're a mortgage banker now, so let's go.
Okay, I do not believe. I don't even want to go there. But I do appreciate the expertise that you guys brought to the table for a very difficult situation that we had with solar panels that were a second mortgage on a loan, or a second mortgage on a loan. So we're going to see a lot more of that. Before you buy your solar panels, think about the repercussions of that if you need to sell your house, because that is, I mean, I'm not against solar panels. It's just that you've got to consider the payoff of that loan when you sell your house. What are your interest rates doing today, Dean?
You know, Becky, you're in that 5 3/8 world, without any points. You know, point, remember, is defined as 1% of the amount financed. And so volatility still exists. I mean, we still have a lot of movement every week. And that's the one thing I'm not a gambler, but I would get consumers to understand is it's not trending downward. Yeah, it's slipping. I mean, we've seen movement over the last 30 days downward. But within a given week, Becky, we'll have days where rate movement went up. You know, so there's a lot of movement within a day. There's a lot of movement within a week. So as it relates to rates, go ahead.
Well, you guys have a lot of expertise in being able to qualify an individual for the correct loan for their lifestyle, their ability. And I want to encourage everybody to sit down and talk. When I needed a mortgage, that's who I went to. I went to SWBC because you guys were able to fit it into and take all my financial information and look at me face to face and do it. So we're going to tell you how to get there. Thank you very much, Dean.
If you want to give Dean a call, their number is 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. They're right there. We'll be back right after this on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here talking with Becky Ivins, and we're talking about the new trends in Oklahoma real estate and what's happening in the market.
Well, our new normal.
Our new normal.
We have really changed rapidly in our real estate market, and things are fluctuating.
Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700.
So our word of the day today?
Fluctuation.
Fluctuation. It's an irregular rising and falling in number or amount, a variation. And in real estate, we're talking about fluctuation in values, and they could be caused by a variety of factors. And the factors we've talked about are supply and demand, interest rate. We've talked about, like, the time of the year makes a difference in home prices. I'll give you an example of that. When I manage some properties, right, okay, for real estate investors, and to manage those properties, I never intentionally have them go vacant during the winter months, because during our winter months, if about October to about March, you rent those properties for between $100 and $150 less per month if you rent them during those months. So my leases all expire, most of them, at the end of May or the end of April, sometimes the end of June. But you want them to expire when people are looking for houses to rent. And so if you rented a property from me right now, you're likely to get a lease that expires in at the end of May of 2024. So the good thing for you is you get to lock in the rate you pay for that long. And the bad thing for you is you lock in the rate you pay for that long because our rental values going up or down. Well, they went way up. Anybody renting a property knows that what I was renting for about $950 two years ago, I can rent right now for $1,200. So that's a huge increase in what people are having to pay for rent. And people can't afford right now. Tenants cannot afford to pay more, so they're having to move and settle for less space, an area that they might not want to live in. a different side of town, less bathrooms, less garages. They have to rent something they can that will fit into their budget. So, and that makes a huge difference to investors. In fact, the more modest homes have gone up even more in rental values because there's more of a demand for a house that you can still rent for $1,000 to $1,100 a month.
Yeah. We're still seeing that the homes in the houses in the market, in Oklahoma City market, the metro market, that if it is a kind of below average price home and in any kind of good shape, we're still seeing multiple offers on that. On that house.
Okay. Well, we sold two houses last night. We struggle each week, folks, with our smoking hot deal because we tend to sell them before they make it to Saturday. But yes, that is true.
If you're out there, so right now the new normal, if you're a kind of that, looking for the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, under 1,800 square feet, in, you know, a popular area, that's probably still going to have multiple offers.
Well, and let's talk about what is our average price range. And I don't know if you can pull that up real quick about average price range, but they're about 300,000 is our average price point of our sales. Now, I'm trying to think back how many years ago this was. It was not that long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Our price point was at 170,000 was our average. And that jumped up so quickly to where now I think it's like it's hovering at 300.
Yeah. So here's the trend over the last 2 years. January of 2020, the average home price in the Oklahoma metro market was $198,000.
Yeah, so
just under 200, and that's when we start this climb. I hear in my mind the old Price is Right. It's what it looks like. It's that trend of, and you keep going where and in. Let's go 1 year later in January of 2021. We're at 240. And in June of 2022 here, we were at 303,000. And in the last month, we've taken a
first month, we've taken a drop.
Yep. And pretty significant by 10,000. That went from 303 down to basically 293.
Which is about a 3% drop.
Mm-hmm.
In prices over the last month, right? I would not look at a trend in a month. That's not a trend. It's just a picture in time because the number of homes, maybe last month, the ones that closed were new construction at a higher price point, whereas the ones this month were mostly existing homes. Well, most of these are existing homes.
It could be.
But that makes a difference too. And so I would look at that trend over time, but I consider our market is stable, somewhat stable. It's kind of like one of those, I've always described our market, the coast, Las Vegas, Florida, California, New York. Those are kind of like, I always say more like roller coasters, right? They go way up and they go way down and then they go way up again. And sometimes they don't go up quite as far, but then they bottom out even further the next time. But pretty regular cycles, 5 or 10 years on the coast, you're going to see prices go way up and prices go way down. But in the middle of the country, we're a lot more like a merry-go-round where you can still get on the horse that goes up and down, but we pretty much go round and round. You know, we move up a little, we move down a little bit. And this last 2 years, we have moved up a lot, a lot. Think about that, from 190,000 to over 300,000 in 2 years. being our average price. So that's where we are right now. And that's what I want folks to understand is we have taken a dip this last month. But is it going to continue to dip? Or is it going to be stable? And that has to do with interest rates. I mean, if you're paying twice as much in interest, and you know most of your payment is interest, if you're paying twice as much in interest, you can afford half as much house, right?
That's
right. Because your payment is going to be not quite twice as much, but almost, because most of your payment is interest.
Well, and one of the big long-term trends that I think we've seen over the past 2 years has just been a shift in all parts is we see people working from home more consistently. And they don't have to be in, I helped someone move from the Dallas-Fort Worth area into kind of rural southern part of our market because they wanted land, they wanted to be able to be away, they wanted to be able to have chickens and be able to, you know, and that was not only their living space, it was their workspace, it was their all-in-all space.
A lot
and
of people
I think that trend is going to continue.
A lot of folks are buying larger homes because they work in their homes. That is one of the things that is a factor in that average price going up is because people are buying larger homes than what they are in. But when they move out of a home, that home sells too, right? So, I mean, the whole market kind of moved up. And the corporate moves that we used to have are very rare nowadays. There's not companies paying to move. I mean, well, there are a few. Okay. A trickle of companies who will pay for an employee to be moved from one location to another. Those are typically very upper-end employees and very few of them. So.
Right. We're seeing that, you know, those people – things like what's interesting, what I will find interesting is how it's going to the trend in how it's going to affect the style of homes because we have more wanting the compartmentalized because they need to work in their office. They need to work. It'll be interesting.
The art lovers, listen up. They're going to be building houses with walls again instead of just columns. That was so hard for us because we've got some nice art and we love it and want to display it. But when you move to a house that doesn't have walls, it's just got like ceiling and floor and columns separating your spaces. There's no place to hang that stuff, right? So you need a few walls, but we are seeing the style being taken right back to a little bit more compartmentals.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you the question, and then I'll give you the time. We'll answer it after the break that I think most people are wondering.
Okay.
We've gone up rapidly. Are we going to go down just as rapidly? We'll talk about that when we come back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it's time for our smoking hot deal.
Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
Our smoking hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh hot Mexican food coming soon to Yukon.
Yes, we're hoping to have a party when it comes to UConn. We will be having a party there. Here is the situation, okay? Our smoking hot deals, we had a smoking hot deal we were going to present to you, and then we had a backup smoking hot deal just in case the smoking hot deal sold. Well, both of them sold last night, and our... we seeing anything that is a trend on this? We're going to talk about that because pricing is more important than ever. But we do have a smoking hot deal.
We have a smoking hot deal for you. It's at 2429 East Hills Drive in Moore. This is a Moore High School in the Moore High School district. It is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath 1,750 square feet, built in 1987. It's a great backyard. You have a great backyard area.
When we say four, two and a half, two, right? Okay. So that means four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, two-car garage. Almost always, that means the bedrooms are upstairs, and you've got the master bedroom and bathroom upstairs. Then you've got the other three bedrooms upstairs with a shared bath. Your half bath is downstairs. And that is, 87 is an extremely odd year for a house to be built in central Oklahoma, because we were at the bottom of our, I'm going to call it a depression. The 80s was hard. So the oil bust. So we really had not recovered. 87, 88, and 89 are really odd years to have a house built. Man, that builder had to be substantial to be in business and build a house then. So, but that, how much is that one, Mark?
So it is listed for $228,000.
Okay, $228,000. And it's got four bedrooms.
Yep. And the master, nice, the master's downstairs, three are up.
Really?
Three are upstairs, yeah.
So that's an unusual floor plan.
Yeah, very unique for that time period. And so if you want to see this or any of our listing or any listing out there, you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on search listings. You'll see it right there. You can take a virtual tour.
You can even set up your own little search and it'll email you when a certain area becomes available. Say you just have your eye on a neighborhood, or you've got your eye on a certain price range, or you know, your eye on an acre lot. You can set a lot of stuff up there. We can help you if you don't want to really navigate it. We'll set one up for you. So
here's the question I've been getting all the time from people. We've gone up quickly. Are we going to go down quickly?
You know, we moved in December, and we packed, carefully packed away my crystal ball, and I've yet to find it. So I can't give you an exact answer on this because I do not have my crystal ball, but I can tell you what my thoughts are on this. I think prices are going to drop. I don't think they are going to drop extremely fast or way back where they were. I think that we finally, in Central America, basically, particularly Central Oklahoma, have established the new normal for housing. Our prices were extremely low.
Yeah.
And I will say the one thing that the Biden administration has brought to Oklahoma is a lot of like-minded people. We have had a big influx of folks moving to our red state instead of staying in their blue state. And so that has affected us, people coming in to our state from higher priced areas has affected our real estate prices. They're willing to pay more, which means the rest of us living here have to pay more, or we'll be outbid by the folks coming in from other markets. So that's another factor. The demographics, that kind of falls under that factor of folks moving in. And we've had more than typical. I mean, Florida's had a lot. Texas has had a lot. But we're right up there. We're one of the desirable places to live. So I do think our prices will level out. I do think they're going to fall slightly, but just kind of slide, not fall, I guess. And that has to do with the interest rate more than anything. But I also think that we're not going to see the averages go into the hundreds. I think our average might go into the mid twos, upper, like 250, 275. But I don't think we're going to see our average prices go back down like they were 2 years ago at $190,000.
Well, one of the things to look at is what is the minimal new house you can buy? And that has shifted dramatically.
New construction.
New construction.
Well, and they're building bigger homes. They're also, I will tell you, this last, I would say, 5 years or so, builders are building also some smaller brand new homes, which is refreshing because not everybody wants a great big house. I mean, when we moved, we didn't want a great big house. We had a great big house. We wanted something smaller, less to take care of, but we wanted it to be extremely nice. So that, you know, that kind of plays into it. You can have a nice upper end home in a smaller version, you know.
And we've seen builders over the last couple months actually bring some home prices back down a little bit. We've had a few builders who have adjusted down. It's kind of that leveling. And that's the way I would put it to people. It's a leveling of the market.
Okay. And then builders, every builder I've ever worked for analyzes their pricing on a monthly basis. And if the builders had planned on it costing them a certain amount for shingles or windows or sheetrock, and they were judging that from the height of the prices, and those prices have come down, they're adjusting it not for the sellability, particularly while it's under construction. They're adjusting it according to their pricing that they're getting on their products.
Mm-hmm.
So the pricing has been at its height. It's come down a little bit. And so the prices can come down a little bit and make it maybe within your reach to get a brand new house. So do we sell brand new houses, Mark?
We do sell brand
new. Do we sell in Choctaw? Do we sell in Norman? Do we sell in El Reno or Guthrie or Slaughterville? Or, I mean, we sell the central Oklahoma. And we do that because we've been in business long enough to have established a good market all over the metro.
Yeah. And it's to get to know those little pockets, because each little pocket has a little bit different personality to it that affects the price, affects all the different parts. And that's what I love working with the Becky Ivins team, is there's the knowledge there. Thanks for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We enjoy being with you each week. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can go to anywhere that you subscribe, Spotify, iHeartMedia, or iTunes, and just look up Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, or just put in Becky Ivins. It'll pop right up. Hit subscribe. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with you next week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.